Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Corin Cates Carney at the 10th annual Pond Skip at Whitefish Mountain Resort.
Can you believe that? So we're going to start off with Marcus Esme, our first ski competitor. His costume is titled Fear.
The goal is to skip across the icy water dressed in costume, with prizes awarded to those who make it and for those who don't, but fail in style.
All right, now this is where everybody points and laughs.
Awesome! Good job, Melissa!
See, I think the key is to get the skis on the water first before your body.
Close to 1,000 people watched the event last Saturday, most of them being locals, celebrating the end of the winter tourism season. Diane Medler, director of the Convention and Visitor Bureau in Kalispell, says Northwest Montana's economy is entering a slow period.
There's this shoulder seasons, April and November. Those are the two toughest months because you're out of your warm season sports. You're not quite into winter sports.
Winter tourism pumps around $436 million into Montana's economy, according to the University of Montana's Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research. The summer tourist season brings in more than four times that, but the summer money hasn't started arriving yet.
Yeah, we're in a dip, but there's still so much to do here, like I say, so we need to educate them and let them know all there is to do, because it's not as easy as in the summer or in the winter. It's easier for them to figure out, okay, we're going to go to Glacier Park and hike here, or we're going to go to Jewel Basin, or we're going to go to Flathead Lake and rent a boat.
Montana experienced a slight dip in visitors in 2014, dropping 1.2%. That's the first time tourist numbers have declined since 2009. Visitation to Glacier National Park, though, has been steadily growing since 2011, and statewide visits to ski resorts have been up the past 3 years. Skiing and snowboarding are Montana's top tourist attraction in winter. Year-round, Medler says, tourists spend around $500 million in Flathead County.
So it is very significant, and for the Flathead Valley in northwest Montana, it's crucial. That is our number one industry in this area. And because we're seasonal, historically, people came here in the summer to see Glacier Park and primarily the Going to Sun Road. So when the Sun Road opened, the faucet turned on, hotels were busy, and when the Sun Road closed, everything shut down. And that's changing, and we're really working hard to change that, and as I said before, smooth things out.
Medler expects tourism numbers to pick up again around mid-May, but at the moment, the tourism faucet is dripping. Back on Big Mountain, a man in a chicken suit crashes into the pond. Although the next month will lack tourism revenue, some, like Riley Palmibus of Whitefish Mountain Resort, enjoy the break from out-of-state travelers.
A lot of people look forward to that quieter time because it's a chance to rest. For those of us who work in the tourism industry, hospitality industry, we get a chance to take a little break ourselves from a long season and rest and refresh ourselves so we can come back for summer and be ready to go.
UM's Bureau of Business and Economic Research is projecting 2-5% growth in visitor spending in Montana in 2015. That growth would represent an economic impact of around $4.5 billion. In the Flathead, I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.